And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. As, again, currently outside 63 degrees. And joining us on the phone this morning, we have Dr. Craig Correll. He's the superintendent of USD 445. And Dr. Correll, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. So, of course, tonight we have the board meeting tonight, which will start at 5 p.m., of course, over there at 615 Ellis. And getting down to the action items for tonight, obviously, there's a few things to talk about. And this one is the board action to approve the superintendent's your recommendation of adopting resolution number 2021-10-09-13. So what is that resolution?
A lot of numbers in there.
Yes.
Tonight we have the resolution to adopt the budget neutral resolution, and we also have our resolution to adopt the budget tonight. So we'll have those budget hearings. We'll open those up. So if there are patrons that want to ask any questions, they can do so at that time, and we will answer their questions during those allotted time slots there. And really the biggest piece of that is our overall mill rate is slightly decreasing, and so we're really trying to be cognizant of the taxpayers there with our mill rate.
All right, and then also you guys are going to be doing interlocal cooperation, at least the recommendation of it, about interlocal cooperation with the city of Coffeyville.
Yes, and what that is just on the various building inspections with our facilities improvements that we have going on. So we are working with the city to have those inspections done. We will have those done, and the city eventually signs off on that.
Also, this is the one that kind of interested me. It's a recommendation of the purchase for the student instructional program DreamBox. So can you tell us a little bit about what this is?
We've purchased a couple of different programs this year that the state of Kansas has recommended to really help our students with any learning loss that we had, due to COVID. And so DreamBox is one of those programs that focuses on the students' reading and math skills, that the students will sit down and be able to assess their skills throughout the school year and then year over year to be able to monitor their progress.
All right, and then, of course, I've noticed the past couple of weeks, because I drive by the school every day when I go home and for lunch and then come back and then go back home for the night. There's some activity going out near the auditorium. So is that the work that's starting for the parking lot that's going to be put there at Phil Kinley?
Yes, we are very excited to finally get started on our facility improvement project. What you're seeing now is creating that space for that parking lot that is just to the south of the high school auditorium right there. So that is the first step in our improvement process. Once we have the parking lot created, we can move our staff and visitors to that parking lot. And the current parking lot will be used as a staging area as the steel and the equipment comes in for the new gymnasium.
And that new gymnasium, where is that going to be located at once the work starts on that?
That is not only back behind the middle school, but behind that food service center. So it's back there on the corner of, that would be 6th and Cherokee. So in that space directly north of the food service center, Child Nutrition.
There. Okay, so basically that very northeast corner of the property, just a little bit east of the football field down there. So that's where that new gymnasium will be. Now, is that going to be like the brand new high school and middle school gymnasium? Is it going to be replacing the old one?
That will be an auxiliary gym.
So okay.
Our main gym on the high school campus is still our main gym. That'll be an auxiliary gym. The middle school students will use that daily for their physical education, and then we use it as a secondary gym in the evening for various games and whatnot.
Okay, so again, that that'll be starting up a little bit after this parking lot gets finished. That's, again,
probably November, December time frame, right around there, and then right after the first of the year, we'll also start on those building improvements that help secure our entrances at both the middle school and the high school.
All right. So, again, lots of work going on over there at Phil Kinley and Roosevelt Middle School. So, again, lots of work going on with that. Well, again, that meeting is tonight. And if somebody would like to come out and check out tonight's meeting, how can they do that?
Yeah, again, you know, we have those hearings open tonight, and those are open for patrons to ask questions. 615 Ellis is the address at 5 p.m. So come on down, and we can answer those questions that you have. And again, we're happy that the overall mill rate will be reducing.
And that is the big story there. The mill rates will be reduced a little bit, which, again, that will be you guys have been recognizing about the budget. And I know the people in Coffeyville will be very happy about that mill rate dropping just a little bit. It'll definitely help out on taxes. That is for sure. Well, sir,
I think especially in the time that we are improving our facilities and working within our own budget, they'll keep an eye on that overall mill rate to make sure that we keep that affordable for our folks.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing about that, because again, even with all this construction that's going on, you know, with the parking lot, the new gymnasium, and various upgrades in both schools, that the mill rate is dropping. You don't hear that happening very often, where there's construction going on and the mill rate actually drops a little bit.
Exactly. So we've been very cognizant of that to keep that down.
All right. Well, sir, again, lots of stuff going on with that tonight. Again, the meeting starts tonight at 5 p.m. at 615 Ellis. That's the board's address. So head on over there tonight again at 5 p.m. And, sir, thank you so much for spending a few minutes talking with us this morning. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again same time next month.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. That is Dr. Craig Correll. He is the superintendent of the Coffeyville Public Schools, and we appreciate talking to him every month at this time, this second Monday of each month. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have some news coming up at the top of the hour. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant morning here in Southeast Kansas.